Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
All righty, welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. To get in contact with the show, you call 1-877-932-9766. Gmail me at the numero 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on Listen Live. You're right there. Subscribe and like the show. You can also do this. Go to the YouTube channel. Type in TalkTainment. Hit the scroll button and hit radio. Then scroll down to TalkTainment number 2. You're live on YouTube. And then you can hit the subscribe and like button there. And finally, Facebook.com/TalkTainment. Got something for you here. Francis Cresswell's, and check this out. Okay. Yeah, we're queuing that up. Our on-screen topic today is the emasculation and feminization of the black male in the system of racism, white supremacy. And we had a word there, but I'm told to go ahead on. Okay, while we're doing that, Mr. Fuller, I've also had many, many Gmails that wanted to wish you a happy breath day. Brother Thompson is the one that predominantly is going to, well, I may speak for all the people that actually acknowledged your breath day. You had a situation where you don't, where you indicated that you don't celebrate birthdays, but breath days. Could you briefly explain that, please, sir?
Well, we're born just on one day. Now, of course, in Christian theology, spiritually, you're born twice if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, according to many scholars and many religious theologians in the Christian religion. To the best of my understanding, and people can correct me if I'm incorrect about that, but that's what I've been told. You could be born twice. You're born physically into a world through the womb of a female person, and you come into the world that way as a baby, and that is whatever day that you are born is considered your birthday. But then after you are introduced to a person called Jesus of Nazareth, who in Christian theology is the Savior of the world, they say, and you accept that person as being your own personal Savior, and then after you're baptized, if you're a Baptist, I guess, then you are born again, all right? But for people who are not of that persuasion and whatnot, or people in general, or just people, period, you actually, physically, I don't know about spiritually, but you just have one birthday, physically. I have one birthday, physically. That was the day that I was born. I'm not born every 365 days.
Yes, sir.
I don't have a birthday. I do not go back into the womb and start all over again every 365 days, and I've never seen anybody or heard of anybody who actually did that. Go back into the womb and start all over again, get to be 1 year old, all right, every 365 days. Now, so that's why I say you have one birthday, then you have breath days. You're starting with the day that you were born. You breathe. You inhale. You inhale, and you keep inhaling and exhaling each and every day, even when you're asleep at night. You're inhaling and exhaling. Those are breath days, all right? And you have one breath day right after another until you finally have a death day. You just have breath days and then a death day. One death day. See, just like you were born on one day, you will die one day. You don't die the next day after that, and the next day after that, and the next day after that. Once you're dead, you're dead. Except in Christian theology, you'll be resurrected
just let me have
with
that paper
the coming
that.
Of the Savior again. But that's in Christian theology, so I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
But once you die, you stay dead. In fact, there's a comedian called Red Fox. A lot of people are familiar with him. He said, it's only one thing wrong with being dead, and that is, you stay dead too long.
Okay. Wow. All righty. Red Fox. You'd stay dead too long. Okay. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can get in contact with the show to ask Mr. Fuller any question you'd like. Our on topic today is the emasculation and feminization of the black male in the system of white supremacy, racism. But as you know, you can go off topic. Mr. Fuller, Brother Javari has said this. He says, from my studies, Mr. Fuller, I have found English to have been constructed as a programming language for behavior modification. They purposely hide the true meaning of words and then often give us the opposite meaning in everyday usage. That allows them to more easily control us. What do you think, Mr. Fuller, of learning other languages to help counter this persuasive and mostly unnoticed effect?
Learn everything that you possibly can, including languages. Everything that you can use in a constructive manner to produce a constructive result. Learning, learning, learning. That's why in the opening of this program, I say what? I say I'm still learning. Why? Because I hope that I'm still learning, because there's no such thing as being educated. There's no such thing as an educated person in recorded history as far as I know of, except maybe the Creator who knows everything. All right, or what you call God, or the Great Spirit, whatnot. You can make that assumption. But for people, I don't know of any person that knows everything. I never heard of one. Other than, they say that if the Creator takes the form of a person, that would be the exception. But just what you call the ordinary person, like myself and whatnot, you're supposed to be in a learning mode all the time.
Yes, sir.
There's no such thing as finishing education. That's something that people thought up to control other people. You have now finished your education. What does that usually mean for a king or a dictator or a white supremacist? It means you have learned enough to serve me. And I don't want you to learn anything else, because if you learn more than that, you might not be serving me. So I want you to serve me. So dictators always want people to be limited in what they know and understand. Just know what I tell you and understand what I tell you and use the words that I tell you to use. And that way I can always control you, because I have your mind. I can go to sleep now because I have your mind, and you think the way that I have taught you to think.
Okay.
That's what white supremacists have done everywhere.
All righty. 1-877-932-9766, or Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Mr. Fuller, Black Rant says this, Black people's worst problem is our inability to control our emotions. We get upset all over again every time there's another shooting or someone says the N-word like Papa John's did recently. According to the code, Mr. Fuller, how do Black people get control of their emotions and stop flying off the handle when we are provoked by the media?
Understanding white supremacy. That's why I put it in the front of the textbook for victims of white supremacy. If you don't understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will confuse you. And when you're confused, you get angry, you lash out in all directions and whatnot, like any organism that's confused. If you look at an ant, if that ant gets confused, the ant becomes agitated, and or an insect, a fly buzzing around in a house, I mean, and trying to find that current of air so it can go outside. The fly wants to change where it is, the environment. But the fly keeps going up against the window.
Mm-hmm.
And it buzzes around in the room and then come up against the window again because the fly doesn't understand that glass. See, that glass keeps stopping the fly. The fly can see where it wants to go. It sees the trees out there and all like that and the flowers. It's trying to go
mm-hmm.
out there, you know, where it can get some food. It's not getting any nourishment here. I mean, here in somebody's bedroom, a living room. So it's trying to find its way out. So you can tell the flies buzzing and whatnot sometimes. Those type of flies that buzz.
Okay.
They make noises. They're agitated.
Uh-huh.
Now, once they can get outside, you open the window and they fly out. Then, you know, the agitation subsides. People are the same way.
Yes,
so
sir.
Black people are locked in. We're prisoners of war. And we don't understand that we're prisoners of war. See, that's where the agitation comes from.
Okay.
We're in an environment that we don't understand is designed to keep us in a submissive state, in an ignorant state, in a destructive state.
Yes, sir.
And we don't know how we got there because we think everything is supposed to be better than it is. Not in this condition,
not
in the system of white supremacy. Once you understand you are subject to the system of white supremacy, then you become calm.
Okay. He finally says this, Mr. Fuller, what practical steps can we take to control our emotions better so that we can be more logical in how we handle the daily onslaught of white supremacy racism and see past their tricks?
Start with the textbook of the victims of white supremacy or any other book that will help you to understand the condition that you're in and why you're in it. See, once the fly understands its environment, or a bee, or a bird, once you understand your environment, you become calm and methodical. See, that's the result of understanding. When you understand anything, I mean, threading a needle, you get frustrated in threading a needle. If you're trying to put that thread through the eye of that needle, and for some reason you just can't get it through there, all right? So what you do is put on a pair of glasses, and you can see the opening in that needle, and now you get what? You begin to get calmer than you were before. You've been trying to do this for the last 15 minutes. Now you put on your glasses, and you can see it better. That increased your understanding. It's clear to you now what wasn't clear. And now you put the thread, through that eye of the needle, and the thread is now in the needle.
Okay.
And you have calmed down as a result of that. That applies to everything else. Knowledge and understanding of what's going on around you and why. Okay. And this all comes from doing what? Having the answers to questions.
Having the answers to questions.
Because the way you solve problems, I don't care where you are or who you are, or what you are, a bee, a bird, is to have the answers to questions.
All righty. From the Gmails again, but by the way, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Our brother from South Africa, Brother Sapilo, says this, Mr. Neely Fuller, the hormone Oxycontin is said to be a love hormone. It creates a bond between lovers, people in general, but most importantly, between mother and child. I believe excess sex in the black female group is contributing to schizophrenia when it comes to the masses of black males. Lack of sexual or human contact among black males is resulting in Oxycontin deficiency. Seems like the white supremacists using economics places poor black women in an unnatural position where they are required to have sex with more than one male or jump from one man to another. I have a hard time, Mr. Fuller, bonding with the women who birthed me. I also have gone through a situation where a black policeman was obsessed with a woman I was involved with and ended up in a people getting shot, two died. And as a result, the black men seem to be really depressed, which is why we see the news of black men killing their mates. Mr. Fuller, could it be that the cesarean section is a way of the white supremacist to attack us at birth, since the process of birth is disturbed with a, quote, C-section? Could this turn in turn bondage, sabotage the bondage between parent and child from birth?
The answer is yes. If that's the result, you're looking at the result. And so the only question is this constructive or non-constructive? Because every move that people make, every move that any insect or animal make, is going to be either constructive or non-constructive in effect. So that's how you measure everything. And in the system of white supremacy, anything that happens to non-white people, the people of color, that should not happen, the white supremacists are the usual suspects, either directly or indirectly. They are to blame.
Yes,
why?
Sir.
Because they set up this situation so that these things happen.
Okay.
And so that you go swiftly to that answer.
Okay.
And then you start trying to codify what you do to correct it by examining, first of all, what is going on, what's causing it, and then try to get to the root of the cause.
Okay.
And try to do the best that you can. Now, I want to say this, because we're talking about male-female relations, and I'm going to repeat this over and over again. It will never be the way that it ought to be in the system of white supremacy. It's impossible to get it the way that it should be.
Why?
Male-female interaction is not going to happen.
Why?
The way that it, you can get it to a level of satisfaction.
Yes.
But see, that's an emotional thing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But you
true.
Cannot get it the way that it should be, because the white supremacists are not going to let it.
Okay.
That's a must for them.
Okay.
They cannot let black males and black females have the type of relationship that they should have. They absolutely cannot do that. That is fatal to them.
Mm.
This is why they want all of this sexuality among black people messed up.
Yeah, confused.
And I'm sure they're doing it in South Africa big time.
Right.
With the spread of AIDS and all like that. That's all the white supremacists design.
Mm.
I mean, they're the usual suspects.
Okay.
Regardless of what anybody says that, oh, no, I mean, this just came out of nowhere. This doesn't have anything to do with race and all like that. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Anything that happens that shouldn't happen, to black people, anything, in any area of activity, not just in sex, in economics, anything else. They are the usual suspects. Why? Because they're in charge, that's why.
Okay.
You always blame the captain of the ship for anything that goes awry.
That maritime reference.
Yes.
He finally says this. Could our confused sexual habits be contributing to our mental sickness?
Absolutely. Totally. I mean, we are mentally messed up. Why? If you're going to control people over a long period of time without having to stand over with a gun all the time, how do you do it best? You do it best by controlling their thinking. You design all the things that they like, the beer parlors and everything. You know, you tell them what's glamorous. You tell them what's important and what is not. You put up billboards and tell them what to buy and have them chasing around trying to buy it, and you control the money that they're going to have to buy it. All right? So once you control the minds of people, you got everything. Now you don't have to stand over them with a whip or a gun and make them do everything minute by minute. You can go to sleep, and they'll be on automatic. They will be carrying out all of your wishes while you're asleep. And you wake up like Rip Van Winkle 20 years later, they're still doing the same thing because they're on automatic. They have been serving you the whole time you were asleep. So you wake up stronger than you were before you went to bed. That's the white supremacist strategy. And when they mess you up sexually, they have messed you up in everything. And they are working full-time doing that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Woo! TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, and all you have to do is download the TalkTainmentRadio.com to your app or to your cell. And that's the way that TalkTainment Radio operates. We are a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcast facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I am going to share with you right now, and it is called This Is Libby. Now, if you have never listened to This Is Libby, it is a show that deals with holistic medicine, holistic approaches to life, things you should do, things that you may not want to do. Give it a listen and see if there's something in there for you. And all this comes from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic today has been the emasculation and feminization of the black male in the system of white supremacy, racism. This is the second edition to that. And we've had Mr. Fuller address this issue, and we've had calls about that. And if you would like to call, you can do this by calling 1-877-932-9766. And this gentleman said I can use his name. His name is Victor Palmer, and he says, yes, it is a planet dominated by white supremacists, racist men and racist women who are classified as white. So what is the issues you want to address for your life? And he says that he wants to reclaim my manhood that was stripped before I was born and become what the creator of the universe intended for me to be. I was told it originally was so, but we lost a major world war against the racists. But we continue to resist the battles that we have worldwide. My only problem is that the global system of white supremacy, that my only problem is being mistreated. Mr. Fuller, can you address that, and how can we overcome this?
The only problem, he said, is how do you overcome the mistreatment?
Yes.
Through a code. That's the missing link. That's the one thing we don't have. We don't have a method for going about doing things. That's all it takes. If you're going to put a new tire on a car, you have to have a method for doing so. We don't have a method for doing anything when it comes to racism. I mean, and We just have emotional responses. I don't like that name that he called me. Boo-hoo-hoo. All right? We need to examine that and say, how am I supposed to react to name-calling? In the code book, I try to make suggestions as how do you react to anything that's happening. There's a best way and a way, worse way for doing anything. And so, therefore, just on a thing like name-calling, because that's been mentioned here on the program, somebody calls you a name, Kefir, or Scully, or Shine, or Spook, or the N-word.
Or MF.
Yes. Yes, right. Something black people call each other in the Northwestern Hemisphere, MF. Okay? How do you respond to that? Okay? The code says you simply listen to what's being said, and that's your response. You take note of who's saying it and what the conditions are and all like that, and that's it. And if they, you know, if the person is addressing you like they are being aggressive or something like that, you want to find out whether they're being aggressive about in this particular instance.
What if they put their hands on you?
Oh, that's different. Now, you repel that aggression. You repel that aggression. That's aggression. If the person is trying, you know, physically trying to do something, all right, first of all, you try to pull away from the person, but if you can't, then you repel that aggression the best way you can.
But you could get shot like that when people repel
the
police.
I'm saying you have to make an assessment now because
okay.
That's the physical thing. But words, no word should ever do anything to you emotionally except to alert you that something is being said and you interpret what is being said about what the action is going to be afterwards.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, so
you
that,
always think about what the action is going to be.
Okay. Now, that old expression, and I'm sure that you have heard of this, that at least it was told to me this way, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me?
That's correct. That's a decision. See, the listener to a word makes the decision about what they're going to do about the word. See, because a word is just something that you listen to. Somebody's delivering a message to you. If I'm called the N-word, that is a message. I am delivering a message to you, Fuller. You are a, and they call me the N-word.
Yes.
Or Shine, or Coon, or MF, or whatever. And might even say, and I'm throwing your mother in there, too.
Whoa!
All right? And so it comes down to now I have a decision to make. That's a decision for me to make. And according to the code, I will say, what is the problem? Or what do you mean by that?
You've actually said this.
Oh, if anybody wants to test me right now, anywhere in the world, I always say, hey, that's the magic of having or the science of having a code. Name calling, you can't call me any kind of name that you can possibly think of, including names that never even been thought up. And that's going to upset me. Just plain old, what you call straight out name calling, Kefir, Coon, Shine, you know.
Is that because you don't care?
N-word, MF. And even if you want to write up a whole book of words that you address it, to my mother, say, these are the terms I've come up for Neely Fuller's dead mother, all right? And starting with, you know, A through Z in the English language.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I have 200 names, derogatory names, for Neely Fuller's mother in this book, all right? In each alphabetical category, 200 for A, 200 for B, 200 for C, and on and on and on, right on through Z.
Does that mean that you
and
don't...
And mail me that book, and I look at it, and it's supposed to be synonyms for my mother, and all of them are derogatory, and you know what my reaction will be? Seems like he spent quite a bit of effort
okay.
on this.
All righty, got to leave
You know, so... I got no problem with it.
Got to leave it right there, Mr. Fuller. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Have a couple of phone calls and more Gmails. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop online at www.ashkickin.com.
Everyone's talking about the Meet the Candidates form. St. Dominic Roman Catholic Church, 453 North 20th Street, Columbus, Ohio. Saturday, October 20th from 10 to 1 with S. Yolanda Robinson and Kahari Inoharo as moderators. Sponsored by Blacks in Government, Federally Employed Women, and a host of other organizations. Come out and meet the candidates and find out who really supports your issue.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
You trusted Judge Terry Jamison when you elected her in 2012. She came to the domestic and juvenile court with experience as a trial lawyer in criminal, domestic, and juvenile law, serving Columbus and Franklin County residents. Re-elect Judge Terry Jamison to the Court of Common Pleas, Domestic Relations and Juvenile Branch. Judge Terry Jamison, justice tempered with mercy, because your family matters.
I'm Judge Terry Jamison. I'm asking for your vote on November the 6th, 2018. I was voted in by the community because your family matters. Thank you.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inoharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we have been discussing part two of the emasculation and feminization of the black male in the system of white supremacy racism. This is the second part. First part was last week, and we had some issues, but they have seemed to be cleared up. If you have any questions, you can call in right now. Phone lines are open, 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call, or you can Gmail me at the numeral number 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And Brother Thompson has done that, and he asked this question, Mr. Fuller. He says, Mr. Fuller says that we are all prisoners of war. If that is the case, and I believe it is, Mr. Fuller, are you saying that our homeland is America, KKK, and not Africa?
Oh, there's no such thing as America or Africa or Asia. These are just titles. These are words. Concept. What do these words mean?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to be an American? What does it actually mean? People write poems about it and songs and all like that. What is America to me? That's a question. All right? I am an American. Then you got a football player who may be called what? An all-American. Stop and think about it now. Here's a person that plays football, and this person is called, because somebody said so. I don't know who that somebody is. This is an all-American. Now, if a football player is an all-American based on whatever criteria that is, I don't know what criteria. What is the criteria for being a football player who's an all-American? Does anybody know? Maybe you can tell me, Mr. Bobby.
No, I'm still learning. I'm still learning.
Yeah. Well, I've never even heard. I've never even looked at it or asked somebody until just now, really, this moment. That's the first time I've asked that question in my entire existence. But I've heard about a football player being an All-American. Now, if a football player is an All-American based on what criteria, I don't know. Since, you know, hey, Mr. What's the gentleman's name who took the knee?
Oh, Colin Kaepernick.
Yes, okay. Is he all-American for taking a knee? I mean, or is he un-American? Because somebody said he's un-American. So what is an American? What is an African? What is an Asian? What makes an Asian an Asian? What makes an African an African? I mean, is a certain river you cross or a certain ritual you go through or you burn a certain type of incense on a certain day when the moon is at a certain position in the sky, and now you become officially an African. I am now, as of today, an African. They'll say, well, an African is a person that's born in Africa. All right. Well, then you have people who say, an African is a person that's born in Africa? Well, what part of Africa? And born where? And what color person? See, because I understand you have generations of white people who are born in what is called Africa. All right, a place. They'll say, well, Africa is just not a place. It's a whole way of thinking. It's a whole way of going about doing things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Going about doing things like what? See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Or they'll say, this is an American dish. So what the code says, Africans, Americans, and Asians do not exist. Do not exist according to what? According to Neely Fuller's writings. Since Neely Fuller wrote this, that's what I'm saying. Neely Fuller is saying it. Well, what is he basing it on? Because an American, an African, and an Asian are all the same thing according to what I have written. And I stick by it.
Okay.
And what are these things? In order to be an American, an African, or an Asian, you have to practice justice. Otherwise, why be it? If you are a person and you don't practice justice, it doesn't make any difference what anybody calls you. Because what you really are, in function, is a person that does not practice justice. So I'm saying Africans, Americans, and Asians do not exist. Because none of the people of this planet, last time I checked, practice justice. Why? Because you can't have justice and white supremacy on the same planet at the same time.
Okay.
So what is all this that we call by the correct name? You have people, white people, non-white people, and white supremacists. And the white supremacists are the most powerful people of those three categories of people on the planet.
Oh.
And that's all that you have.
That's all you have.
White people, non-white people, and white supremacists. No Americans, no Africans, no Asians. They don't exist.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are now on with your question for Mr. Fuller.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I know you guys spoke on this briefly earlier, but I wanted to ask a question about black male and black women relationships. Mr. Fuller, I've been noticing a lot lately that men have actually been saying that females are nothing and downing the black female. Now, I'm only 25, but I can remember growing up, you know, you had a lot of women saying stuff about the men, but now men are saying negative things about the women. Now, the first thing that I thought of, as you always say, that it's just more and more confusion. But what do you think about this? Is this something new? Is this a new plan that they're using, men against women? Or
the answer is no. It's not new. There's an old blues song going back to the 1930s or 40s. I remember it. I'm going to knock out your teeth. I'm taking you to dentist in the morning.
What?
One of those old I'm taking you to the dentist in the morning because I'm knocking out your teeth tonight.
Mm.
Those are the lines in a blues song.
Mm.
Circa 1940 or something like that, 42. I mean, it's, you know, I'm going to snatch me a picket right off of my back fence. Going to whoop you, baby, till you learn some sense.
Mm.
Okay? All right, a lot of songs like that black people sing. So when they say the hip-hoppers are putting women down and all like that, that's nothing new, all right? We have been trained that way. That goes with the system of white supremacy. The black male is supposed to be doing everything he can to say something and do something derogatory where the black female is concerned. That way he ain't going after the white supremacists, okay? That's understood. And the black female reacting to that, say, these no good, these black men ain't no good. I'm going to get me a white one. That's exactly what the white supremacists want. All right? So, you know, the black girls are taught at an early age to be Cinderella, to be Barbie. If you don't look like Barbie, you ain't quite with it. I don't care how black you are, you better find some bleaching cream and some blonde hair, and you better get you some artificial blue eyes so you can look like Barbie, lady. Otherwise, you need to commit suicide.
And then
it ain't nothing to you.
And then they
You're
made a
no
black
good
Barbie.
At all. That's mm-hmm. the white supremacist philosophy.
Yes, sir.
And they have gotten a lot of us to buy into it. Okay?
Mm.
But here's the converse thing. During the 1960s, we started saying, we're proud to be black. All right? And I immediately said, we don't need to do none of that either. You don't have to be proud to be black.
So when James Brown said that, I said loud, I'm black and I'm proud. You said that?
I said that way before he said that. Of course, that's just my opinion. And I'm saying, first of all, you didn't have anything to do with being black. So you don't ever be proud of something that you didn't have nothing to do with. Okay? You're black because you're black. Your creator made you that way. Marcus Garvey got it correct first time around. He said, God made the black man black, and he didn't make a mistake. End of story. You don't have to explain nothing to nobody about the way that you look. You don't have to go and look in the mirror and try to make any adjustments of any kind. None. None of that. I mean, look at your hair and start trying to do something with it. I mean, that's going to make you acceptable to somebody and whatnot. Stop doing any of that. Stop doing any of it. Just, hey, you're okay just the way you are. Just the way you are. Mm. I mean, hey, take it or leave it.
Wow.
And if you got an argument about it, take it up with my creator. You want to argue with me about how I look, about my nose or my lips or my hair or my eyes or the color of my skin, and you're going to trap me into making an argument where I got to defend it or I got to say something nice about it or I got to be proud of it or be sad about it or go through some type of emotional trip that keeps tearing me apart? No.
Mm.
That's a white supremacist trick. We don't have to do any of that.
Wow.
You just walk right up to a white person and say, hey, I'm me. Deal with it.
Mm.
Just as I am. Well, you better go and do something with yourself and then come back. No, I'm not doing nothing to myself. I'm not doing nothing to my hair, my eyes, my skin color, nothing. Now you deal with that.
Wow.
As is. And if you got a beef about it, take it up with my creator and see good luck with that.
You know, it makes me laugh because I'm thinking about something you said in previous shows about a song that I never knew that was in existence that said, I told you that I loved you, but now get out.
Yes.
I didn't even know that. But anyway, speaking about getting out, let's get out of that and get out of this. This is the time for the expression of your book. So go ahead, Mr. Fuller.
Yes, go to producejustice.com. And a lot of the questions that people are asking on this program, as in other programs, are in the textbook for victims of white supremacy. And including what to do about, you know, all of this sexual confusion and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's there on page 343 for those who already have the book that you can get by going to producejustice.com, counter-racist sexual. That's what we all should try to be according to the textbook for victims of racism. See, counter-racism is not about just talking about how awful everything is. It's about what to do about it as an individual person. That's what the book is designed for. It's directed to the individual person about what to do about, hopefully, everything on a daily basis. You're somewhere on this map, somewhere in this world, every minute of every day. So you should be doing something, hopefully,
yeah,
of constructive value in this prison called white supremacy as best you can. So this book is designed to, as best you can, lots of things you can't do, but what you can do, you try to do the best you can with the circumstances you're given. And
yes,
the book tries to tell each individual, males, females, non-white people, victims of racism, wherever they happen to be, the best way, suggestions, you don't have to do it, and before you do it, you make sure that it makes sense to you. Don't ever do anything, regardless of what Neely Fuller says to anybody else. Don't do it if it looks like it's not going to come up with a what? Constructive result.
Yes.
No, you examine it, because everybody's circumstances are different. But they are just suggestions in this textbook, including what to say and what not to say, what to do and what not to do.
Yes, sir.
In every area of activity. go to it by going to producejustice.com.
Okay. Now, you just mentioned something as you were talking about the book, your book. And then you mentioned on page 343 and actually it starts on page 342. And you said some of these additional sexual categories that the racist white supremacists promote may have titles similar to some of the following. And you almost go through the entire alphabet of different things, like all sexual, democry sexual, gigolo sexual, half sexual, master sexual, other sexual, polysexual, quad sexual, true sexual, war sexual, whore sexual, what have you. And then you said there is a reason to believe that a substantial part of the white supremacist racist or racist sexual is confusion is to promote the concept that the vagina of the non-white female is of little or no value in the world of, quote, future sexual classifications.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That is one of the, where when it comes to the black female,
yes, sir.
What they are doing, they are saying, little by little, the black female vagina is obsolete. And the new black vagina for black males, or for any other male, but mostly a non-white male, is the white male anus. That's what they're going to finally arrive at after they get through sorting out all of this sexual, you know, thing. They're going to try to make that clear, I think. I think that's where they're headed.
To the white male's anus.
The black female vagina is something that's obsolete. It's something that shouldn't even exist. I mean, you know, a black female doesn't have a vagina.
What?
I mean, you know, because they're going to masculinize her anyway, and what she'll have on is a plastic strap on that you see it in a lot of the catalogs for women already. These strap on phalluses and whatnot. And then she'll go looking for a white woman because that would be her holy grail, because the only holy grail of vaginas will be the white vagina. The vagina, this is the white supremacist strategy ultimately. See, they're going in a roundabout way of doing it. But I think I could be in error. See, I can't predict the future, but I have said these things as far back as 1972, when I said that the white supremacists will have black males wanting to be females, more than anything. I mean, and that the white supremacists, with any black male that shows tendencies that he wants to be a female, or that he is, you know, he's just what we call a homosexual by birth, which we know that. And all like that, but the white supremacists got an agenda for that person, and that is, I'll help you do anything that you want to do, as long as you help me spread that word and try to get everybody to be just like you are. Everybody, without exception. And we ain't going to leave nobody out. Everybody of color. All right? That will be that homosexual black male's assignment, according to the white supremacists. It's not to belittle or to beat up on people who are so-called gay. That's not what this book is about, or this segment of the book, or counter-racist ideology. I mean, we all have people like that that we know personally, if we're not that way ourselves. But it is what the white supremacist agenda is. And this should even be alarming to black people who are so-called gay. They should be paying attention. Wait a minute. There's a whole lot of stuff going on in here that ain't in my plan. So what are the white supremacists up to when it comes to black people's sexuality, period? For the black female, what is their agenda in 2018? For the black male, for the black child at an early age, I mean the younger children, 5 years old, which they are dumping all this stuff on, all kinds of corpus sexual, flash sexual, altar sexual, breast sexual in the church. Give, come on up here, and right up to the altar here. Hey, we're going to have, tonight is going to be orgy night, folks. You know, here at the First Baptist Church. Come one, come all. Bring your partners. I mean, we don't discriminate against anybody. That's discrimination. Come on in. And we're going to not only say that it's okay and have marriages and all like that, we're going to have ceremonies like we did in old days, in ancient times, some of us, back in the Roman Empire, all right, particularly in the Christian church. Let's have an orgy night here at First Baptist Church. Bring your partners.
This is going on now.
Hey, it's right on the edge, mister. And it ain't just Neely Fuller talking a lot of crazy talk. Open your eyes and take a look yourself. Who's promoting this, and who's going to benefit from it? I'm saying the white supremacists, and only the white supremacists, are going to benefit from all of this. It's going to take a little while to get to it, but look for it. I'll long be dead when it comes to fruition. But you can look back on it and say, well, hey, maybe Neely Fuller called that one correct. He might have been incorrect about some things, you know, but maybe he ain't incorrect about this one. They don't do things without a reason.
Okay.
The white supremacists do not do anything
without a
reason.
It's
not going to make them powerful.
Okay. Do you see any correlation between what has happened in the news recently with this journalist from, I believe it was the Washington Post, that went into the Saudi Arabian consulate and, I can't say disappeared, but there's evidence suggesting that he was hacked up, murdered, and so forth, and the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Do you see any correlation between those two incidents?
Well, it could be. I don't know. Do they? I always say what the code says. This is the way to say it officially. To the extent that a racist had anything to do with it, is to make the system of white supremacy stronger.
Could you,
that's the way you say it.
Okay, could you say, according to compensatory logic of those two incidents, that the racist did have something to do with it? Could you say that, according to compensatory logic?
According to compensatory logic, if it has anything to do with power among people on this planet, the white supremacists have something to do with everything that has something to do with power. All right? Anything that's going to make a person powerful or make a non-white person weaker, the white supremacists have something to do with it in the system of white supremacy.
That's an absolute. Whether we see it or not.
Whether you see it or not. And they are very, very expert at keeping you from seeing what they don't want you to see.
Yeah.
They know how to hide their hands. They are expert at what you might call puppetry. Doing things, magicians. See, a magician does something in such a way, you don't know how they did it.
With your eyes open.
With your eyes, you're looking right at it. Now, how did that rabbit come out of that hat? All right? That's a magician. The white supremacists are superb at that. They are better than anybody that's ever existed at making things look like they are not something other than what it is.
Experts in confusion.
Yes, experts in confusion. That's what the textbook for victims of racism is designed for us as victims to help unravel. Because once you unravel a thing, once you know how that rabbit really came out of that hat, then the show is over.
Yeah, there's some trickery or chicanery.
Yes, once you understand how that the rabbit didn't really come out of that hat and how he actually did that,
yeah,
then he can no longer go on the road and do that.
Okay. Well, when you hear the music, you know what that means. Mr. Fuller, we thank you. Callers, Gmailers, we thank you, and thank you for the pleasure of your time. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's